All right, let's dive into Artisan Pro X. We're talking black and white photography software today, and we're going to figure out who it's for, what it can do, and if it's worth your time. And get this, it's designed by a pretty big name in black and white fine art photography, so we're not messing around here. We're going straight to the source for this one, folks. The Artisan Pro X website, that is. Their marketing copy is our text today.
Sounds like you really want to get in the weeds with this software. Not just skim the surface, you want the nitty-gritty, how it works, what sets it apart, all that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's made by a photographer, that just grabs me. It makes me think there's like a deeper artistic vision built into the software itself, you know? But before we go all philosophical, can we at least touch on the basics? The website calls it a complete fine art editing plugin and boasts over 900 functions. Is it really that comprehensive?
900. I mean, wow. They're not kidding. Yeah, it's meant to be your one-stop shop for black and white editing, way beyond just your typical luminosity masks. You've got depth effects, special effects, microzone presets, toning tools, even AI stuff, the whole shebang. What I find really interesting is how they divide those 900-plus functions into global and local adjustments, and then they refine those even further using, get this, microzones, super precise control.
Okay, microzones. Sounds a little intimidating, to be honest. Is this software for, like, seasoned pros only, or can someone like me who's, you know, still learning, still figuring things out, can they use this too?
Actually, they address that in their FAQs.
Yeah.
And while, yeah, it's definitely got some advanced features, they really do try to make it accessible. Tons of training videos, a whole knowledge hub, all geared towards guiding users no matter their skill level.
Oh, that's good to know. You mentioned AI-enhanced features. I'm curious how AI even fits into black and white photography, you know? Is it all about automating things, or is there something more to it?
It's definitely not just, like, one-click magic, you know? They seem to be using AI in a much more strategic way. To streamline certain tasks, make things easier, but not take away control. For example, they've integrated Adobe's AI tech for things like making sky masks and upscaling images.
Oh, interesting. So it's like finding that balance between leveraging technology and still letting the photographer, you know, make the artistic choices. Which brings us back to the creator, Joel Jinchelar. Can you tell us a bit more about him, his background, and how his vision as a photographer actually shows up in the software?
He's a pioneer in black and white fine art architectural photography. His work is really highly regarded in the field. And what I think is really cool is how his personal philosophy, it's like woven into the DNA of Artisan Pro X. You know, he's really big on the process, the artistic process, taking your time to carefully craft an image, not just relying on quick fixes or gimmicks. There's actually a quote on their website that sums it up perfectly. I think it says, "We do not believe in replacing your individuality with one-click magic filters just to save you time. That is a production process, not an artistic process."
I love that. It really speaks to the idea that true artistry takes time and intention. It's not about being fast. It's about craft.
Right. And you can see that in how Artisan Pro X is designed. It encourages a certain workflow, a slower, more deliberate approach, makes you think about your choices, really engage with the image-making process.
So it's not just a set of tools. It's almost like a guide for developing a certain mindset, you know, a philosophy of black and white photography.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's about fostering a deeper understanding of the craft, approaching every image with intention, with artistry.
Now, that's something I think our listeners who are really into this stuff will appreciate. It's not just about learning the technical stuff. It's about developing a deeper artistic sensibility. But before we get too deep into the philosophy here, can we talk about some practical stuff? Like, who is this software actually for? Is it only for people who are already Photoshop experts?
That's a great question. And, you know, they address that head on in their FAQs. They say that while seasoned Photoshop users can definitely benefit from the software, you know, streamlined workflow and the specialized tools, they also emphasize that it's valuable for photographers of all levels. They even give specific examples of how the software can help bridge the gap for those who are still learning Photoshop, especially with more complex techniques like creating depth and intricate details.
That's good to hear. Sounds like they put a lot of thought into making it accessible to a wide range of users, regardless of their experience level. And what about compatibility? Can anyone with any computer use this?
They do mention you'll need Adobe Photoshop CC 2021 or higher, so that's a prerequisite. But they also talk about compatibility with different image types.
Okay, so I'm already intrigued, but let's get specific. What kind of images can you actually work with in Artisan Pro X, black and white only, or can you edit color images as well?
Well, they're very clear about that. You can work with both native black and white images and color images that you want to convert. So no matter what your starting point is, you've got options.
That's great. Flexibility is always good. But with so many functions, where do you even start? Their website does highlight key features, right?
Yeah, and they actually structure those highlights in a way that kind of mirrors the software's workflow. It's a nice touch, gives you a sense of how you'd actually use it step by step.
Okay, I'm all about a logical workflow. What's the first step they emphasize?
Right off the bat, they highlight your training materials, YouTube videos, a knowledge hub, specific tutorials for different techniques, really reinforces what we talked about earlier, you know, making it accessible and supporting users of all levels.
As a learner myself, I definitely appreciate that. Shows they're invested in helping people actually get the most out of the software. What comes after those initial learning resources?
They jump into a feature called Proprietary Restore. They describe it as a sophisticated blending tool. Lots of emphasis on controlled blending, which suggests a high level of precision and nuance. Seems to be a core element of their approach.
So it's not just slapping on effects randomly, it's about carefully integrating them into the image. Does this tie back into the creator's philosophy at all?
Oh, absolutely. This level of control aligns perfectly with Joel Chinchilla's emphasis on a deliberate artistic process. It's about making conscious choices, crafting the image with intention.
I can see how that would appeal to someone who's, you know, really seeking a deep understanding of the craft. Not about shortcuts, it's about mastering the tools and techniques.
Exactly. And that leads us to the next set of highlights, luminosity masks and microzones. You've got a ton of options here, 65 luminosity masks and 31 microzones, which provide the foundation for both global and local adjustments.
Whoa, 65 luminosity masks, that's a lot, even for someone who wants to dive deep. What's the advantage of having so many options?
It all boils down to precision and control. You can target very specific areas of your image for adjustments. Really aligns with their philosophy of giving the artist fine-grained control over every aspect of the image.
Sounds like you could really get lost in the details with this software. And speaking of details, they mention creating depth with smart directional gradients. How does that even work?
That's where things get really cool. They're using these smart gradients to, like, subtly manipulate light and shadow, giving your photos a more three-dimensional feel, almost like they're digitally sculpting the light within the image to enhance its realism.
It reminds me of how photographers use actual lighting techniques to shape and define their subjects. This sounds like the digital equivalent.
Exactly. And they don't stop there. They've got special FX for light effects, which they say can create incredibly realistic lighting effects in intricate details like cables or fine textures.
So you can add depth and visual interest to those tiny elements that might otherwise get lost. It's like a set of virtual lighting tools designed specifically for black and white.
You got it. And then once you've mastered those fine details, they move on to sophisticated global adjustments. This is where you'll find tools for adjusting contrast, brightness, and tonality across the entire image with a high degree of control.
So it's not just about making things brighter or darker. It's about fine-tuning those elements to create a specific mood or aesthetic.
Yes, and that's where Joel Chinchilla's expertise as a fine art photographer really shines through. He understands how subtle tonal adjustments can dramatically impact the emotional impact of an image, and that knowledge is built into these tools.
It sounds like they really have thought about every aspect of the black and white editing process. They go from broad global adjustments to, what do they call them, advanced local adjustments, features like auto blending and things like that.
Yep, you got it. Global and granular control, all in one package. You can make precise adjustments to specific areas using masks and microzones, and then seamlessly blend those edits into the rest of the image.
It seems incredibly powerful. Did they mention anything about using AI in these local adjustments?
They do. They highlight optimized AI enhanced sky mask generation, which again speaks to their focus on using AI to streamline specific tasks.
Makes sense. Creating accurate sky masks can be a pain, but with AI assistance, it becomes much quicker and easier.
Exactly. Frees you up to focus on the creative side of editing rather than getting bogged down in technical details. They also have tools for upscaling plus noise, essentially image resizing and noise reduction.
Essential for making high-quality prints, especially if you're planning to enlarge your images.
Absolutely. They've got tools that let you enlarge images without sacrificing sharpness, and noise reduction algorithms to minimize digital noise, ensuring crisp, clean images.
So they cover everything from the tiniest details to those big-picture elements like resizing and print prep. What else is there?
They round up a highlights section with features like auto styles with auto masks or manual styles, basic toning, split toning, and color grading, and micro zone adjustments with multiple zone activation and auto blending.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. It seems like they've really covered all the bases.
They really have. The key takeaway here is that they offer a wide range of options for stylizing your images, both through automated presets and manual controls. You can experiment with different toning techniques, color grading, and those incredibly precise microzone adjustments. Really fine-tune the look and feel of your photos.
So it's not just about technical proficiency, it's about having the tools to develop your own unique style.
Exactly. A comprehensive toolkit for crafting your own signature look in black and white photography.
Now, all of this sounds amazing, but there's a practical question I think a lot of people have. They mentioned that Artisan Pro X is currently on sale for $37.49. Is it really worth the investment?
That's a valid question, and the answer ultimately depends on your individual needs and goals as a photographer. But if you're serious about black and white photography, and you're looking for a tool that gives you a high level of control and artistic expression, then it's definitely worth considering, especially at that price. What's important to remember is that this isn't just another piece of generic editing software. This is a tool developed by a master of his craft, someone who deeply understands the nuances of black and white photography.
That's what really sets it apart, isn't it? It's not just about the features themselves. It's about the philosophy behind them, the artistic vision that's embedded in the software.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so compelling. You're not just buying software, you're buying into a way of thinking, a way of seeing.
You know, it's interesting that you mention a way of seeing. We've talked about the software's features, the philosophy behind it, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how this software actually influences the way someone sees the world in black and white.
That's a great question, and I think it gets to the heart of what makes Artisan Pro X so unique. Because when you're working with this software, you're not just editing an image, you're engaging with light, shadow, contrast, texture, and tonality in a very intentional way. You're making conscious choices about how those elements work together to create a mood, an atmosphere, a story.
So it's about developing a deeper understanding of how those visual elements translate into an emotional response.
Exactly. And the more you work with the software, the more attuned you become to those subtle nuances. You start to see the world differently, to notice the play of light and shadow, the textures and patterns that might have gone unnoticed before.
It's like you're training your eye to see the world through a black and white lens, even when you're not behind the camera.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that's what makes this software so powerful. It's not just about creating beautiful images. It's about changing the way you see and experience the world.
Now, that's a compelling argument. It's not just about technical skills. It's about developing a whole new way of perceiving your surroundings. And with all the learning resources they offer, it seems like they're really committed to guiding users through that process of discovery.
Absolutely. They're not just selling a piece of software. They're fostering a community of passionate black and white photographers who are dedicated to mastering their craft. It's inspiring to see that kind of commitment.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've gone through the software's highlights, delved into the philosophy behind it, even talked about how it can influence the way you see the world. But I want to make sure we address any lingering questions or concerns our listeners might have. They do have a pretty comprehensive FAQ section on their website, right?
They do. They answer a wide range of questions, but there are a couple of points that I think are particularly relevant, given our listeners' interest in really understanding this software.
Okay, let's hear them. What are those key points?
One question they address is why someone who's already good at Photoshop, you know, really proficient, why would they need this plugin? It's a valid question, especially considering, you know, the price.
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. What's their take on that?
They basically say that even experienced Photoshop users can really benefit from the specialized tools and the streamlined workflow that Artisan Pro X offers. They argue it can significantly increase your speed, accuracy, and subtlety. When you're working on black and white images specifically, they even give a concrete example. They talk about how creating depth in very small objects, like thin cables, for instance, that's nearly impossible to do manually in Photoshop. But it's a breeze with Artisan Pro X. Using their special FX feature,
So it's not about replacing Photoshop, it's about adding this layer of specialized tools, tools that are specifically designed for the unique challenges and, you know, the creative possibilities of black and white photography.
Right, exactly. Like having a whole toolkit dedicated to just that one craft.
And the other point they address, which I think is really important, is the concern of whether the software's workflow is destructive. You know, like, are you making permanent changes to your original image? They actually go into quite a bit of detail to explain that while their approach might be considered non-traditional, It's completely non-destructive.
Oh, that's good.
They use a system of channels and layers that preserves the original image data, so you can always go back to your starting point.
It's a huge relief.
It is. It means you can experiment freely without that fear of, you know, ruining your original image. You can try new things, push the boundaries, get creative without worrying about making irreversible changes.
Yeah. And it goes back to what we were saying before about this software being a tool for learning and experimentation. It creates a safe space to explore, to try different creative avenues, to develop your own style.
That's a great point. It removes that fear of making mistakes, which can be so paralyzing, you know, especially in a creative process. But I think there's another layer to this conversation that we haven't really touched on yet. We've talked about the features, the philosophy, all the technical stuff. But what about the emotional impact of black and white photography? How does Artisan Pro X help photographers create images that actually evoke feeling, you know, images that connect with viewers on a deeper level?
That's a fantastic question. And it's something that Joel Chengelar himself talks about quite a bit. Black and white photography, it has this unique ability to cut through the noise, the distractions, and focus our attention on the essence of a scene, on the emotions it evokes.
It's like seeing past the surface and connecting with the soul of an image, right?
Exactly. And I think Artisan Pro X gives photographers a set of tools. Tools that allow them to really enhance that emotional depth, that precise control over light and shadow, contrast, tonality. It allows you to create images that resonate on a visceral level.
So it's not just about being technically proficient. It's about using those technical skills to convey a feeling, a mood, an atmosphere.
Exactly. That's where the true artistry lies. It's about using the tools to create images that speak to the human experience. Images that evoke emotions, that tell stories.
Images that stay with the viewer long after they've looked away. Images that make them feel something, that spark a connection.
Absolutely. That's the ultimate goal for any artist, really.
You've articulated that beautifully. It's not just about the technical. It's about creating art that moves people, that touches their hearts.
And I think Artisan Pro X provides a really powerful set of tools for achieving that goal.
Well said. Well, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into Artisan Pro X. We've covered a lot of ground today. From the technical features to the philosophy behind it to the emotional impact of black and white photography.
Yeah, we went deep. Our listener has a lot to think about, a lot to explore.
Absolutely. And they have all the information they need to decide if this software is right for them. And for those who want to keep learning, we've provided links to the Artisan Pro X website, where they can find all those training videos and explore that knowledge hub we talked about. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Go for it.
Given everything we've discussed, I want you to consider this. How might using Artisan Pro X not just change your images, but change the way you approach black and white photography as an art form?
Wow, that's a great question to leave them with. It really makes you think beyond just the technical stuff.
Yeah.
And consider the potential of this software to really transform your approach.
Exactly. It's about embracing the journey, experimenting, and finding your own unique voice. As a black and white photographer,
who knows? Maybe Artisan Pro X will be the key that unlocks their full creative potential.
I have a feeling it might be. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative and inspiring. Until next time, happy shooting.